So tonight is the biggest night on the movie calendar. We're talking about the Oscars, the 88th Academy Awards. And we can go now live to a red carpet in Hollywood. Hollywood County Down, that is, where we're joined by Stuart McQuitty. Good afternoon, good afternoon.
Hello, Robin. Yes, it's not quite the bright lights and style of Hollywood in California. But, you know, it's not too bad over here in Northern Ireland. We've got some good actors here, don't we?
Definitely. But sadly, none of them are up for Oscars this year. It's all about American movies. But, of course, the big question that everybody wants to know, will it be Leonardo DiCaprio's night tonight?
Well, it's been Leo's potential night many, many times. He is an actor who has spanned probably over 20 years now, from What's Eating Gilbert Grape right through to Wolf of Wall Street most recently. And this year, with The Revenant, I think finally is his time to break through. The word The Revenant, actually, it means someone that comes back from the dead. And that's pretty much what the film is about. It's just stuck out in the wilderness. And it would seem that art imitated life in the sense that the actors had to go through such a very traumatic time filming this in sub-zero temperatures. And apparently Leo, in fact, ate a raw bison liver to get into the role and make it seem as genuine as possible. So I think for that alone, everyone is putting him up there. He's already won the Golden Globe. He won the BAFTA as well, and I think he's going to win his very first Oscar.
Yeah, he should definitely win the Oscar, especially for the bit when his horse dies and he has to cut the horse open and climb inside to spend the night to protect himself from the weather. Anybody who does that deserves an Oscar.
Well, of course, you know, Luke Skywalker did it back in Empire Strikes Back. It wasn't quite a horse, it was a, I don't know what the animal was called, but... Yeah, I mean, it was pretty gruesome. I mean, I think that was what The Revenant was about. It was as much turning the stomachs of the audience. There were many, many scenes of up-close gore, and that was one of them when he got inside the horse. But it seemed so genuine. I mean, he just absolutely embodied everything about this haunting kind of soul. Not an awful lot of dialogue in it, and really, beyond looking absolutely wrecked, probably not a huge range, but it just it came across surreal, and it was so beautifully shot. I think it's Leo's time to shine.
And of course, Tom Hardy, he's up for Best Supporting Actor. He must be the busiest actor around at the minute.
And the most versatile, Robin, yeah. As well. I mean, I think Tom Hardy first kind of came to our attention back in, I think it was Big Breakfast or something days. He won a modelling competition at 17 or 18, despite not being that tall. He just had this swagger about him, and he absolutely dived into the roles. I mean, he was in Legend playing the Cray twin. In this, in The Revenant, he provides that kind of human quality to the film, although his diction and dialogue, it's almost like he's wearing a Bane mask or something. It's so kind of, I don't know, old-school trapper American accent. You can barely make out what he's saying. But yes, he is phenomenal, and he's the film's baddie, if you like, and I think he will win Best Supporting Actor as well.
So The Revenant is up for 12 Oscars. Will it sweep the board tonight?
Well, that's always where it's tricky. I mean, I think in things like cinematography, absolutely. When it comes down to the lesser categories, I'm never quite sure. It's probably going to get spread around a little more. But the big three are, will it win Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actor? We've talked about Leo winning, and I think he will. The only other one maybe to watch for is Bryan Cranston and Trumbo. And possibly Michael Fassbender in Jobs, but I would still go with Leo. But talking about The Revenant, Iñárritu, or Alejandro G. Iñárritu, he, of course, was the director of Birdman last year. And
yes.
He's up for Best Director for Revenant. And I think, I'm pretty sure he's going to take this again. For Best Director as well.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned Steve Jobs, because Kate Winslet is up for Best Supporting Actress. She's brilliant in it, and I have to say, in the first few scenes of the movie, when I watched it, I didn't even realise that it was Kate Winslet.
Well, that's often a good sign when you don't quite know who someone is, but just the role of an actor. Will she win? I doubt it. I wouldn't have thought so with Kate Winslet. She's sort of a bit of a darling of the Oscars, and
yeah.
She's certainly been nominated many times, and she's turned quite mumsy and quite gushing. I like Alicia Vikander. I think she's brilliant. She's in The Danish Girl with, of course, Eddie Redmayne, who won for Best Actor last year, and she actually had seven films. She was in seven films this year, Vikander, in 2015. My favourite being Ex Machina, which isn't nominated, but I thought it was wonderful, where she plays this sort of cyborg human. and it's been created by artificial intelligence.
Now, other movies that deserve an Oscar, Room is absolutely brilliant, and Saoirse Ronan is brilliant in Brooklyn. So let's take a rundown of the Best Picture nominations. You've got The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. Who's it going to be?
Simple as that. Oh, I'm going to say it won't be The Revenant. I don't think it'll be The Revenant. I just think they'll go with something different, and I have a feeling The Big Short might do it.
Oh, the longest 2.5 hours of my life.
You know, it's just, I don't know, it ticks a lot of boxes. Brackets behind it, there's a stellar cast involved. Obviously, it's very timely in terms of what's happened to the financial world. I don't know. I have a feeling that it might just get the nod.
Now, let's move on to Best Actor. You've got Bryan Cranston, who's brilliant in Trumbo, Matt Damon in The Martian, Leonardo for The Revenant, Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs, and Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl. Surely, it's going to be Leo's night.
Yeah, it is Leo. I mean, and we've mentioned the others. They're all worth watching. Great performances. I mean, Eddie Redmayne looking for two in a row, but it's not going to happen. It's going to be Leo, and rightfully so, I think, even if just for his body of work, never mind his performance in Revenant.
And finally, let's do Best Actress. You've got Cate Blanchett, Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlotte Rampling, and Saoirse Ronan. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, you mentioned Saoirse. I think she's excellent. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence makes a pretty average film, pretty good, enjoy. Cate Blanchett, you know, she's always excellent. And Charlotte Rampling's the interesting one, but I do think it will be Brie Larson in Room. If anyone else was to get it, it might be Charlotte Rampling.
Okay, Stuart, thank you for your Oscar predictions on the show this afternoon. And of course, I'll be talking about the results and who won what on the radio tomorrow afternoon as well.
Thank you very much, Robin. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.